Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we've got all kind of callers on the line, and we are ready to talk smoke. Guys, let me know who we got in the house tonight, one at a time. Try to get us kicked off here.
Kevin Hammond here.
Welcome, Kevin Hammond, Custom Cookers. I know we've got you and got a few others on the line too. Who else do we have?
Lulu's is on.
Lulu's is on. Lulu's is in the house, too. Welcome. And I think we've got, who else?
Pirate Pork, sir.
All right, Pirate Pork. Welcome to the show tonight, Keith Webb. And we've got one more caller, 931 number. All right. Guys, welcome to the show. Wow, what a day it has been. What a weekend it has been in the barbecue world. There's been a lot of things going on, a lot of smoke rolling from here to McKenzie, Tennessee, Paris Landing to Hendersonville, Tennessee, the big KCBS event there. A lot of things happened. We want to thank Barbecue Superstars, as always, for having us on live. Daryl Mass, thank you, brother, for having me on the show to host this show. It's always a pleasure. We've just been behind all day, and like I say, it's time to talk smoke. Guys, how have y'all been doing? Big weekend we've had, right?
Yeah, great. Good weekend.
Good weekend, Kevin. That's right. We had a good weekend up on the lake. A lot of nice weather. A lot of good people come by. That we had a good show there. The Boss Hoss Burnout. I know I had a big time. Unfortunately, I thought I did better than the judges thought. How about you, Kevin?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought my ribs were, as you say, spot on. I thought they were some of the best I've done all year, and I've walked in ribs all year long, but didn't get to walk yesterday. But that's the way it goes sometimes. You can't win them all.
I know it. It's part of the process, guys. We're always out there to do our best, put our best foot forward, put our best product out. And I know we had some great food this weekend. Just spot on. Evidently, our flavor profiles weren't what the judges were looking for out of us. Especially, we want to give Team Grilling and Chilling a big shout out for winning the grand championship this weekend. Very proud of them. They did an awesome job. I know I was proud of them. I know y'all were too. I was really proud and just, you know, that's just all I can say about that. Congratulations to them on the big grand champion this weekend. I know our old buddies Ash Pickers come in, place brought three second places home. You know, that's a real good run for them. Keith Webb, I know he did get to walk on ribs, if I'm not mistaken, bringing home a, a third place out of Riz, right, Keith?
Yeah, a little surprising, but we did. It wasn't what I thought my better, kind of like Kevin said, I thought my butt was a little better than normal, and I figured after that one, we were just going to kind of be a dead even thing, and then that call on that was a little surprising. We're glad to hear it.
Well, we were proud for you to get that call. You know, every time you get a call, you know, it just makes you even that much prouder, you know, and get to do that little walk the walk, you know, and we're proud of that. We're going to have to keep our eyes and ears open and keep it going. And you know, I said, after a competition, especially on a Saturday afternoon, and you worked your tail off all weekend, Friday, well, personally, I start about a week before each competition, and by the time I'm there trying to set up, I'm already wore slap out. So by the time that Saturday evening comes around and you get to roll in, come to the house, if you're fortunate enough not to go a couple hundred miles, you don't want to do another one for a few days. But, you know, I'm really thinking, I'm really ready, and I think I'm wanting to hit Kentucky now and go to the Carlisle Fest and try to go down there and see our TBA brother Shane Draper and try to cook in that event. I think you are Keith Webb, aren't you? Our Pirate Ports going, aren't they?
Yep, that's our plan. We're supposed to be there.
Custom Cookers, what about y'all? Y'all planning on heading down to the Kentucky Carlisle Fest?
Yeah, I'm planning on it. I'm waiting on the word. I'm supposed to get a final word from a sponsor tomorrow, but, yeah, I think I'll probably be there.
Well, I know we want to talk about sponsors and work on that a little bit tonight. Lulu, what about y'all? Y'all know y'all want to come. Y'all need to come down to Kentucky.
Well, Chris, we was going to come over to Kentucky, but I got a job cooking for Daryl Worley that weekend, so I'm not going to be able to come that weekend.
That's
but we
right.
We was really hoping to come over that weekend, hang out, just kind of check things out, see how things going, and, you know, win that Green Mountain Grill. But, yeah.
Speaking of, if I can't win it, if I can't win it, I'm always happy for one of my brothers. Barbecue brothers or sisters to win it. You know, that's just how it rolls. You know, if we can't win, we won't see somebody we know win it. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know how many teams they have lined up yet, but
I think he had 17 the other day is what I think. I think he had 17. I know he was looking somewhere in between 20 teams coming out. I know about that many what he was looking for, but I know they had about 17 is what they had.
Well, I'm going to tell you, take the special breed. Us in the barbecue world, I'm going to have to pat everybody on the back. You know, it's a special breed that gets out there and competes week in and week out, every week, week or two, every month, once a month, twice a month. You know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of expense. We definitely know what it costs. And, you know, we're not doing it for the money. I mean, you know, it's nice when the money comes in. It sure helps out a whole lot. Especially us that, you know, don't carry a sponsor. And there's so many sponsors out there that would love to have a barbecue team represent their product or their service. And I think what we all need to start doing more of is working our brand, working our team, and going and asking. I know I'm guilty myself. I don't ask near as many as I should. I don't know if it's the rejection of the fear of getting just a no, the rejection of that, or just I'm not really sure what it is personally, but I know I'm going to start working harder on calling or going and seeing different businesses and getting in touch with companies to try to possibly get a few sponsors. I'm going to work hard on that this fall, this winter time, especially for springtime when it kicks back up, you know. I know one of the first big shows that around this tri-state area will probably be, I'm just saying this from knowing that in March it's going to be Tupelo, Mississippi, big KCBS event, Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel, and man, it's a big show, and I'm sure it's going to be as big, if not bigger, this year than it was last year. The who's who in barbecue community and the barbecue world's there. It's just something I highly recommend everybody to go check out, especially if you're close enough you know, 100, 200 miles away, it's worth the drive for sure. 300-400 miles. I know people come, guys come from Texas. I know last year Johnny Trigg was there, the godfather of barbecue from Texas. You had two worthless nuts, Rob Merriam there. He was a barbecue pit master competitor this past year. Barbecue Pit Masters was there. It's just a huge show. I definitely recommend everybody. And, of course, Hall County Cookers was there with a backup support of Pirate Pork. We were there in the house with Team Grilling and Chilling. We all got to go hit that, and that was a big time for us. I know I personally had a huge time. It's just something everybody needs to go do. But let's talk a little bit more about this past weekend, guys. I know Kevin, you and Keith, give us a little input on Kevin, you can start out first. Give the listeners out there a little insight on what it took you to get set up to go rock and roll, let the smoke roll, and compete this weekend.
Like I said, I've got a couple of good sponsors, Toyota Murray we're from Murray, Kentucky, and Clayton Holmes here out of Paris, Tennessee, and we just went down and did our best, and this weekend that wasn't good enough.
Well, I don't want to say you didn't. You know, we all did really good. You know, we're there competing, and, you know, I mean, I want to just commend everybody for going, all these teams that go to these competitions. Guys, if it wasn't for y'all, there wouldn't be competitions. Whether you win, lose, or draw, you're all winners. In my book, especially you going and you're working, you're putting your best show on, you're having a good time, and that's what it takes. Organizing these events are very difficult. These organizers are having harder and harder times trying to generate teams for these events. So, you know, like I say, I think we're all had a pat on the back, you know, going and competing, because it's, like I say, it's a lot of work. And I just want to say, everybody that's listening out there, if they don't compete, they need to go and enter one of these competitions. And once you do, it's on. I mean, it's time to roll, let the smoke roll, and you'll be going back and back and back. I know I can talk back about my first competition, when the bug bit me. Keith Webb, what about you? Give us a little insight on what you had to do to prepare for a comp and how you get set up, and give us a little insight on that.
Well, all the previous ones up until this one, like you said something earlier, about a week ahead, you're getting ready for. Typically, it's 2 or 3 weeks ahead I'm getting ready for, and working with trying to get the sponsors, trying to get all my stuff together, scheduling times, getting sauces rubbed ready, figuring out everything. I completely copped out on this cook. I didn't even know if I was going till Wednesday, and really decided then, and didn't much hit a lick on it till Thursday. And it was actually one of my most enjoyable cooks. I love being at the lake cooking anyways. And I just pretty much didn't worry with anything this weekend. It was the cheapest one I did. It was the least stressful one I did. I was happy we at least got at least one thing. That kind of capped it off. But this was actually a good one. And wasn't as hard of work. I wasn't even that tired today as I normally am. We're going to try to keep that pattern going, I think.
Well, you know, I can appreciate that. You know, I came home and actually sat down a little while and watched a little TV and unwound. After I unpacked everything, I had a trailer full to unpack, a truck to unpack, and a grill to unload, and pans to wash. I mean, this is all aftermath stuff. Wood to unload. You know, I do have a stick burner. I just believe in them old stick burners, guys. I'm just an old hardcore, old-fashioned, elementary kind of guy when it comes to cooking with wood. But I had everything to unload, a lot of coolers to wash out, items to rewash and put back up, and I felt pretty good today. I think the heat didn't have the factor. We didn't have the heat factor involved as much so this past cook as we have had in the past, and I think that helped me out a whole lot. A comp is always a lot of work for me because I always have a lot of things going on during the week prior to that, and working in all the prep time and all the preparation for competition is work. Don't let anybody tell you it's not, because it is work. But once you get there, you can kick back a little bit, especially if you get there early enough, and just take your time, pace yourself, and just have a great time. Get to visit with some friends that you never get to visit with, hardly, you know, not unless you're at a competition. Everybody's asking, how you doing? How's your family? Where's your daughter at? Where's your son at, for that matter? Everybody's, you know, everybody wants to know how everybody's doing. And that's for sure one of the pluses that go into a competition. So that's why I urge everybody to go check one out, because once you get into it, you're going to stay into it. And that's just how it is. Lulu's, what about y'all? What have y'all done this past weekend?
Man, I ain't done nothing but work my butt off all weekend.
I'm telling you, you've been cooking all weekend.
Truthfully, you know, it's a nonstop process. I started cooking 6 days a week now, so it's turned into 7 days of work because I got to cook on that seventh day, get ready for the sixth day. And, you know, it's just been blowing up. I can't ask for anything more. It's almost too much for one person to handle, really. It's got me kind of on the mend, trying to prepare everything. You know, make seasoning every night, make sauce, get your meat prep, get your meat ordered, get your grills, get your firewood, just get everything you need. It's just been a all-out war pretty much this past week. I have literally worn myself out. I have been very, very tired. That is for sure.
Right, and there's, like you say, there's no break in that. You're constantly prepping and getting ready and cooking, serving, and starting to cycle back over. Man, I know, you know, I just couldn't imagine every day. I love to cook, and I love to cook barbecue. I love to cook ribs. I love to cook chickens. I love to cook, period, but I couldn't imagine having to do that day in and day out and hustle like you guys do. I commend you, because that's a lot of work. I mean, but y'all have got a product out there. You've got a killer product. People love it. They come back for it. They travel hundreds of miles for it. That's saying a lot. And when you do it right, you put your love into it, they know it. They're going to appreciate it, and they're going to definitely come back. That's, you know, thumbs up to you guys. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, a couple times this week, I know twice this week, I had catering jobs that I had to have ready by like 8 o'clock in the morning to where they was coming to get it from different areas. I know I had one going to Chaffee, which is about 45 minutes away, and then I had another one that you had to get ready and get it done, and then I had one Friday morning I had to get to them. So, you know, it's kind of hard to get everything done that you're trying to get done, plus get your stuff done, and then, you know, try to get where you're trying to go and things like that. But, I mean, it has been tough, but, you know, I do love it, and I'm more blessed now than anything. I mean, our name is spread wide. It is spread very, very wide, and Lulu's is known for a far away. And it has helped
out
a ton, and it's just, you know, we've moved up so far within the last month and a half. It has been unreal. You know, we've always had a decent business, but right now it's really rolling on down the tracks. You know, I got, right in October, I got everything booked right now every week except for Springfield, Tennessee, that, you know, we might come over to Springfield, Tennessee. I thought about letting my brother and the other guy that cooks with us, just letting them go and kind of stay at home and take that weekend off just to have a vacation.
Right,
kind of
right.
Get away, because, I mean, you know, other than that, I don't really get a vacation. But, you know, we're happy and can't complain about nothing, that's for sure. That is for sure.
Well, that's a blessing. That's a blessing to both of you guys. Now, tell us a little bit about Springfield, Tennessee event. Give our listeners a little insight on that, Cook. That's coming up when now?
I think it's around the 13th, 12th or 13th of October. I do believe. I know it's the weekend after the 6th. They're going to have it this year. It's the Robertson County cook-off. It's the United Way cook-off. It goes for a good cause. It's a good benefit. Last year they had it. in a on their fairgrounds. This year they're going to do it on Town Square. It is a very good cook. It is a very good organized cook, to where if you want to come and relax and have a good time and not have to worry about, you know, if they're going to have everything for you, they will have everything for you. Last year we had, everybody had their own rep. There was one rep per three teams, I think is what it was last year. And if you needed something, they would go get it. If you needed something from the grocery store, they would go get it for you. If you had any suggestions, or if you had it, needed anything, they would make a run, go get it for you, take care of you. Any questions, they was there when you got there. They was on your, that you was, you had an on-site person the whole time until it got kind of late at night, and then they come back the next morning. If you need them run your boxes, they'd run your boxes. I mean, anything you want to do, you know, it was one of the most organized cooks I have been to. I really liked it. It was very organized. The people was really nice. There was quite a bit of teams there. I don't remember how many teams they had. I know they had quite a few backyard cooks as well. And something that was kind of neat to us that we had never seen, they had a something. They had like a division that was like your old stick burners, where they put it in the barrel, let the wood burn down, throw the coals underneath it. They had their pits built out of cinder blocks.
Right.
They had tin over it, and that's the way they cooked, which was really neat because you don't get to see that every day. But, you know, the cook-off was really nice. I think Mick's going to come over, Mick Chester, rub one out. I think he's coming over. I know Troy can't make it, Troy Fraz of, I can't think of his team name
choking
right at the moment.
Choking in the smoke.
I know he's not going to be able to make it. I know his wife's making him go down to Myrtle Beach. So, you know, I think Two Wooden Pigs was there last year. There's a couple other ones that was there last year, you know, that travel around and just cook. Just a real good organized cook, you know. Even if you can't cook, just come out and enjoy it. Come hang out with Lulu's, you know. We take anybody around us. It don't bother us one bit. So, you know, hopefully be quite a bit of people show up. Maybe some people over in a TBA will come out and join the contest and just have a good time.
Man, it sounds awesome. I couldn't imagine, guys. How would y'all feel if you had a team runner for a team runner to go do?
Yeah.
You know, that'd be unreal, because I know I'm always the one running, and that would be awesome. I know I could use them. What about y'all?
Yeah,
that
would be nice to have that. That'd be handy.
Oh, I'm telling you, that would be really nice. It sure would. That's an awesome thing right there. That's something definitely I'm going to jot down and remember, especially recommending to all these. It seems like nowadays I have event organizers calling and contacting me all the time about, hey, how can we make this better? What can we do? What can we do to bring in more teams, or what do we need to do? And I constantly have event organizers calling or texting or Facebooking me and asking questions, and, you know, and I love to help. Anytime I can, I'm in for it. You know, if I can suggest or help or make a few positive remarks to that to be beneficial to them, I'm in. I don't know how I've inherited this position, but I do enjoy it. One day, hopefully sooner than later, I will be able to organize a event. I'm planning on organizing a TBA. I want to call it a TBA family reunion barbecue. So hopefully that's gonna happen, and it's going to be something big, something positive, and a lot of teams participate in it. I'm kind of looking forward to it. You know, it seems like there's a cook-off every weekend, so I'm going to try to schedule it. If it doesn't happen in 2012, it will happen in 2013. But that's just something I think that will really be a great big event that's positive and just have all kind of turnout. So I'm just really excited about that. I want to give a shout-out to all the listeners out there. This is Chris Chadwick on the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Check it out. Guys, if you hadn't ever been to BarbecueSuperstars.com, go check it out. I guarantee it'll be a treat. Everything from A to Z barbecue information, any type of live video right there off YouTube feed. You can if you want to say how to check how to prep chicken, how to prep brisket. It gives you that. It gives you what they tell you what temperatures, what kind of spot temperatures you want. I'm telling you, it's informative. And it has a barbecue superstar shop. You can buy anything. Anything, I mean anything that you need or possibly want, it's on barbecuesuperstars.com. Shop zone, check it out. It has thousands of items. It's constantly being updated. It is a dynamite, smoking hot website, I guarantee it. Check out the member zone. You can become a member of Barbecue Superstars. I strongly advise you to look into that, consider that, because it is a great family to be involved with. It's just an awesome site. So do check it out, barbecuesuperstars.com. Guys, if you want to call in and be a part of the show tonight, the number is 202-0263. That number again is 1-347-202-0263. Call in, give us a shout. Let us know what's going on tonight. So, we mentioned earlier about sponsors. Sponsors is always a topic, a subject that we like to try to cover. Suggestions on getting sponsors. Guys, if you get out there, just go to some of your local businesses. Talk to them. Tell them what you're doing. You'd be surprised how many love to talk barbecue. They talk it. They want to eat it. They want to be a part of it. And when they want to be a part of it, they will sponsor you and your team. Get out there and discuss it with them, because I guarantee you they will be spot on and ready to go to the show. I know Kevin Hamlin right here of Custom Cookers out of Paris, Tennessee. He has sponsors. He has some good sponsors. Keith Webb, Pirate Pork, right out of McKenzie, Tennessee. I know he has several good sponsors. Myself, Chris Chadwick, Hall County Cookers. I do have sponsors. I don't have regular sponsors. I try to give everybody a fair shake and get in on the show. It's just a good thing to do and a good place to be. Barbecue events, there's always tons of good people. I know this particular one we've just competed in this past weekend, Paris Landing, Tennessee. Right there on the lake, big Boss Hoss burnout. And, guys, if you don't know what a Boss Hoss is, go on, get on the internet, check it out, look at one, because they are awesome machines. Guys, did y'all see any Bad to the Bone machines this past weekend?
There's a bunch of them.
They were, and they were nice. I mean, you just would not believe the kind of money that they put in these machines. How would it be afraid to say what some of these guys had in these machines? And let alone you thinking barbecue competitions are expensive? No way. You see these guys rolling in these $40,000-$50,000 motorcycles, rolling them out of a $50,000 trailer, being pulled with a $50,000 semi or a diesel truck. Man, they had some nice rigs. Keith, you see anything special that you like? Kevin, did y'all see anything special y'all like this weekend?
That's right. Like that one orange Harley. I don't even know it was a Harley. It may have been a home-built thing. That one orange chopper. That's the baddest one I saw up there. That was in Catnall, the Boss Hoss one.
Right. The long chopper. That was a bad machine. I did see that myself. Kevin, you're a big rider too, aren't you?
Yeah, I ride. I mean, we rode as much this year because I've been cooking a lot. But that one stretch Boss Hoss with 2502s on it is probably outside of my buddy Donnie Williams with the Harley motor in the Pinto yesterday.
Yes, I've seen that.
Chris, you know my partner Kathy that helps
right,
me. She,
right.
That's her father that had the Pinto with the Harley motor. He's been working on that a couple of years, and yeah, that's pretty unique. Have a Pinto, Ford Pinto with a Harley motor in it.
you know, it wasn't one of a kind machine, no doubt. You know, it took a lot of mechanics, a lot of craft to do that. Put that big V, put that big old, that was a big V twin. I don't even know what size engine that was in it, but he actually integrated it into the front end chassis of a Ford Pinto, which years ago, a lot of people don't even know what a Pinto is, but a Pinto was a machine. They made dragsters, street rods. They, you know, they did a lot of crazy stuff with Pintos back in the day.
And there was one at mud racing today.
Really?
Yeah, he was mud racing it.
No way.
He had a Dodge chassis and a Pinto on top of it.
Man.
Sitting on 38.
Really? I mean, that's crazy. You don't see many of them out anymore. You know, that was a car, I think everybody had one back in the 70s. And it was definitely a machine. You should have seen the one with the Harley engine in it. It was crazy. It was. Keith Webb, Pirate Port. I know y'all signed up, you say, to go to the Carlisle Fest there in Bardwell, Kentucky. What's the date on that?
Oh, I got the paper laying out here. It is Saturday, October 20th, so 19th and 20th.
19th and 20th of October.
Yeah, you got to turn in anything but on Friday night.
So it is a split turn-in.
And then everything else is on Saturday.
Well, that split turn-in, you haven't competed yet. You have competed in a split turn-in event yet, have you?
I've done what now?
If you haven't competed in a split turn-in event yet, have you? A Friday night turn-in?
Not that I can remember, no.
Well, it kind of breaks it up. It makes it a little easier for Saturday. It makes the Saturday a lot smoother. But I personally like the split turn-in. It gives you a little excitement Friday evening before the downtime. And I think you'll like that. And it's got an anything but category. What are the categories? You for sure know that yet?
I'm sitting here, yeah, I'm looking at the paper right here. Anything but Friday night at 7 o'clock, of course, that's anything but your ribs, pulled pork, or chicken thighs, or brisket. And then chicken is Saturday at noon, ribs Saturday at 12:30, but Saturday at 1, brisket Saturday at 1:30. And then there's a dessert category also at Saturday at 2:30.
So six categories all together. Man, yep. that's going to be a busy comp. You spoke too soon when you said you had a good comp this past weekend and you didn't do anything.
Yeah, but that's all right. We're going into this one the same way, so it's going to all be good.
So are you going to, now, does that entry fee cover all six categories?
I don't remember what that was, but yeah, it does.
And I'm surprised they don't have a sauce category in this event.
Yeah, I know.
You know, usually they do have sauce categories, and some do, some don't. Just depends on the event. And but six categories. Well, if you had a sauce category in this event, that'd be seven categories. That would be crazy. I mean, crazy busy. It would kill you. I mean, if they even give you an extra category on Friday night, might break up that four cats during the Saturday comp. But you know, most KCBS comps are all four categories on the Saturday turn in. So,
yeah.
So it's not a heavy load, but coming off a three category event, going to a five category event, that's gonna rock the house a little bit.
Gonna be fun.
It will be. It sure will be.
30-minute turn-ins, too. That always livens things up.
That's kind of crazy. You got to have it all ready before you start turning in the first one.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's how. That's actually how our past Nights on Broadway event was, 30-minute intervals. And that turn-in time was kind of killer, especially serving the public also. So it was a crazy event. But, you'll have a big time, and I hope to get to, I don't know, I've got to talk, do a little work and see if I can get this lined up, and I might possibly be able to do that. I did get some news this past weekend. You know, I was originally asked to go to join Bill Arnold of Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce and going to Pitmasters in Kansas City at the American Royale. And I did get news that it's just there's been a lot of things going on. We're not going to do that. But he is going and competing in the sauce category in the American Royal. And also he invited me to come down and hang and compete with him in that and hang out. I think we're going to, he was talking something about like hanging out with Motley Crue crew, which is the grand champion team from last year at the Royal. And I don't know, hopefully I can work that out. I can go down and check that out and still be a part, participate. I know it's got to be a big show. I've not ever been, and I'm sure it will be a lifetime experience. What about Lulu's? Have y'all been to the Royal?
No, Chris, we ain't been to the Royal. I ain't even been to Kansas City, to tell you the truth.
Really?
No.
Well, how far is that? How far is that from where y'all live there in Charleston?
About 8 hours.
Oh, it is 8 hours, so it's on the other side of the state, so to speak.
Yeah, that's right on the edge of Kansas at the top corner of Missouri. I don't know. I ain't never been out there, but I've had a lot of people come through and eat my food from there.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's what you want. You know, I think that's just a testimony in itself when you got other teams rolling in. I mean, other people rolling in from distances and coming to eat your food. Specifically, you know, that's, you know, they've got one thing in mind, going to eat at Lulu's, Cody and Kobe's barbecue place. You know, they're there to hit it and check it out and see what it's all about. You know, that's the way to be. I know we all have followers, so to speak. They'll come to competitions and they know what we're doing. They know what we're cooking. They know what we're about, and they come participate, come and want to eat our food, you know, and that's always a compliment. I know I've got a gathering. I know Keith, I know you've got a few too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's one of them old sayings, once they smell that smoke, everybody comes to eat.
That's right, that's right. Kevin, you've always got a big crew, don't you?
And most of the time, it depends on how far away from home we are, but we usually have a good time. I was going to ask Keith, he said he had that paper for the Sauce Fest there. What categories out of those that you mentioned count towards the Grand Championship?
Let me look and y'all talk. I'll let you know in a minute.
Well, I'm just about going to say.
I think just anything but dessert don't, but I'll double check it.
I'm going to say four categories. Your chicken, your ribs, your pulled pork, and your brisket.
That's what I think.
Usually anything but category doesn't, not unless specified, and dessert, I don't believe, ever does. And Kevin, when is the next circuit, when is the grand finale circuit cook for the Moose state, what is it, the state finals or district finals?
Yeah, it's the state Moose cook-off will be at Summer Lodge, October 27th and 28th of October in Selmer, Tennessee. Judging is on Sunday, and we usually get there early Saturday morning or Friday afternoon, depending on how long we want
to
stay, get hopped up on Mountain Dew or whatever.
Get hopped up on that Mountain Dew, that's right, baby. We all want to get jacked up on the Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
You know, they've given me all kind of trouble about this past weekend.
That's
you
funny.
Know, I'm glad they have a good time with me. you know,
yeah, you know, we'll probably have, I'm going to say at a minimum, probably 15 teams. You know, with these Moose Cookings, you know, there's not a set payout. It's, you know, all the money goes back to the teams. If there's 10 teams and, you know, the entry fee is $100 a piece, you know, there's $1,000 goes back to prize money. It's just, it's not a set not set prize money. It's just a big time. Do margaritas and Bloody Marys, and it's, you know, it's just a real fun cook, kind of like this weekend at the Boss House.
Right, right. It's a good turnout. There's always a lot of people coming checking it out. Like Kevin Hamlin said of Custom Cookers, the Moose Lodge cook-offs always have a, I know they introduced, if I'm not mistaken, did they introduce the margarita category at the Polar Bear cook-off last year?
No, we've had it every year. I've been doing moose cooking since 06, and that's always been one of the categories. We got, you know, the six categories,
right.
Margaritas and sauce we do on Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and then start Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock with the Bloody Marys, and then the shoulder at 10, and ribs at 11, and anything but at 12. And, you know, most of the time, barring any catastrophes with the scoring or whatever, most of the time you can be on your way home by 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and it's just, or Sunday afternoon, I'm sorry. But, it's just a lot of fun. You meet a lot of friends. I mean, you know, kind of like us this weekend, you know, I sit over at your tent, you know, most of the night.
Right.
Right. And it's not like we're enemies. We're all buddies. And, you know, Keith, he won the grand championship. And we was all proud of him. I just seemed to see him as anybody. And it's all just a bunch of good friends having a good time.
That's right. That's what it's about, people. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about competitions, the love we have for each other's teams. You know, we all in it to win it. But if we don't win, we're not over there pouting and mad. We're congratulating the winners. That's just how it goes. That's what you talk. That's what you call good sportsmanship and family. Because these barbecue cook-offs are like that for the whole park. You know, everybody's out there having a good time, talking to each other. They know each other's families. If they don't know them when they get there, they're friends when they leave, and that's just part of it. We're going to promote barbecue competitions, barbecuesuperstars.com. We're promoting it every day. We live, breathe, eat, talk barbecue constantly. And that's what it takes, guys. That's something that's a passion we have. It's something we love to do. And I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad to know y'all and glad y'all are part of it. And we just encourage everybody to come on out, have a big time. I wish I could talk more about Hendersonville, Tennessee. I believe that was a regional Sam's Club event. I know the who's who of barbecue. If they weren't at Paris Landing this weekend, they were at Hendersonville, Tennessee. I know they had some big teams come in out of state, South Carolina. There's no telling what all states they did come from. Our fellow competitor friend, radio show host for Monday night, Jim Bird, Killer Bees. I noticed a post or two on his Facebook page rolling to Tennessee. I think he had a flat. Coming up. I think he had another flat. I even think he had a ticket before he made it to Tennessee to compete. So, you know, that's a way to start off a comp. You know, you just got to hang in there, keep rolling, keep going, let the smoke roll, and make it happen. I know Billy Durag Carroll out of Nashville, Tennessee, I think he competed in it. Barry Johnson, Swig and Pig, out of Nashville, I believe he competed in it. Mo Quezon competed in it. I don't know if I'm not mistaken. I think Danny Kugel competed in a lot of big names. Top six cookers in each region, cooking teams in each region come in to compete in that. You know, it was, you know, definitely there was some killer queue going on there. No telling what all kind of stories to be heard or told. Probably, you know, and it's just, I'm sure it was an awesome event. I wish I could talk more about it, but I just wasn't there and hadn't heard a lot about it yet, but it just ended yesterday. So I'm sure we'll hear some more about it this following week. You stay tuned in. There's a great lineup of shows every night of the week here on BarbecueSuperstars.com with Blog Talk Radio. got some killer talent out there. I'm proud to be a part of just getting the hang of these guys and talk to them some, being a part of the show. They've always, you've got Whiskey Bent, Shane Draper, Jim Bird, Daryl Mast. I believe they're going to introduce some new guys to the shows. It's just a great lineup. There's a show every night of the week. So go to barbecuesuperstars.com, check it out. If not, get on Facebook, look at Daryl Mast. I'm telling you, he will have it posted every night of the week. You can call in, be a part of the show, or you can listen to the show from your phone or your computer. Either way, it works really well. Guys, how am I sounding tonight? Pretty good?
Yeah, loud and clear here.
All right, sounds good. Some nights we have a little technical difficulty. Other nights we don't. And it sounds like tonight we're spot on, rolling hard, and we're talking smoke, having a good time, talking about our competition, some upcoming competition events. Going to be talking, hopefully we might get some flavor profiles in there. Maybe I can discuss that in a little while. We have been talking about sponsors. If there's any sponsors listening out there, you got some killer teams here. We compete 2-3 times a month, if not four. We all would love to have you on board. We've got Kevin Hamlin of Custom Cookers in the house tonight. He's on Facebook. We've got Keith Webb, Pirate Pork, in the house tonight. Of course, we've got Lulu's Barbecue in the house tonight out of Charleston, Missouri. Great bunch of guys there. They're on Facebook also, Lulu's Barbecue. Myself, Chris Chadwick. Hall County Cookers on the line tonight, hosting the show. Always try to check my Facebook constantly. Emails, we'll get those out in a little while. Maybe these guys can shout out an email if you want to get to them. We're here. We're competing. If you would like us to represent your product, we would be more than happy to, and get you out there even more. We compete tri-state, and if not further. So just give us a call in. Call in to the show. Talk to us. We'd love to have you. If not, we hope you're listening out there. We love to have you. Just anytime you want a question answered, just call in. We'll get to it. We'll definitely cover it. I mean, if one don't know, we will find somebody that does. So just give us a call and be a part of the show. We always encourage that every show, the Chris Chadwick Show, on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. So, guys, we've covered a little of this, a little of that tonight. We're talking barbecue, talking flavor profiles. I would love to get some insight. You know, that's something that my feelings were a little kind of hurt this past weekend coming home. You know, I was thinking, what did I do wrong? Because I know we always try to put out a good product. I thought it was all spot on. I had some good flavors. I thought I had some killer flavor profiles. The boxes look good. I don't know if I put too much in the box or not enough. I don't know what was going on, but, you know, we just didn't hit, and that's just part of the game on flavor profiles. Sometimes you hit it. You've got judges out there. One thing I'd like to say about the judges, they've got a tough job. And these event organizers, if any of them listening, especially these smaller cooks that aren't sanctioned, by the KCBS or MBN, and or the TBA, the Tennessee Barbecue Association. Hopefully next year we can get a little more on board with that. We're in the process right now of getting some things in the works to become a sanctioning body. But the thing about a small cook, something I personally like, and I know a lot of cook teams like, and I know this is an issue with a lot of the smaller cooks, is after the show's over and the names have been called, you know, I think it ought to be right for the teams to get the score sheet. You know, a lot of these smaller cooks, we don't get a score sheet as fast or if ever, on these cooks. And I think if they've got the score sheet in hand to call these names who won, they should have a copier there to pass out copies to all the teams. You know, I think that's, you know, if we've got enough to come cook and spend our money to cook and play, they should have the decency, you know, to pass out score sheets before we leave. I don't know, you know, that's just my thought, my feeling about that. And I know every time I've cooked at a Moose Lodge cook, before we've left, we've got sheets on everything, every category in scoring. And that's one thing I really commend all the Moose Lodge cookings. They're handled and they're run professionally, and I do appreciate that. But what's y'all's ideas on score sheets?
Oh, I agree with you, Chris. I like, and that's one thing that, of course, I'm a Moose member, and you know, I'm in it for the Moose Lodge, for the kids. I mean, that's what the Moose Lodge is about. But when you leave the Moose Lodge, you have got the scores in your hand when you leave 90% of the time. Otherwise, she will email them to me later on that Sunday night. And, I mean, that's what about it. I mean, it's like fairgrounds, Virginia County Fairgrounds this year. You know, I still haven't seen scores from that. I think you said this weekend that you hadn't seen scores from Martin yet. It's just I like have you know if they're paying three places and there's 20 teams, you don't get to walk. Well, you don't know if you get fourth or 20th.
Right. I agree with that. You know, these events are really run. You know, they're really organized. I'm not saying taking anything away from any of these events. They're organized and they run smooth for the whole park. But at the end, and I think when that before that team leaves, they should have a copy of all the scores in their hand. And I know personally, if the PBA gets into this, like I know it's going to happen, that is going to be one of the first things that will be covered as far as judging is concerned, events. Is each team will have a score sheet before they leave. I mean, these, you know, we're going and cooking and working hard, and that's something I believe in. I know our area is not the only area with issues of judging and score sheets. Of course, everybody's not going to feel that they should get the score that they did get, and that's natural. That's understandable. But they still deserve a score sheet regardless. And I know I would appreciate one. I still would love to see one from that Martin event. It's going on 3-4 weeks now, and I would like to see that. You know, I think that's just a common courtesy that all the teams should have is a score, you know, are the score sheets. Regardless, win, lose, or draw, they should have their score sheets. And like I say, I know they've had some big issues, several events around the states. I know they had a huge problem in South Carolina, the big Myrtle Beach competition. I believe Shane Draper had some issues with some, you know, that going to Texas. I mean, it's just not common here in smaller events. It happens in larger events too, and that's something that some of these event organizers need to look at and make sure that they've got down before they ever have an event. Are these tally sheets? So, you know, I think that's enough said about that. If y'all would like to say anything else, just feel free to chime in. Guys, if y'all ever want to say anything while you're on air, just chime in and let me know. Just speak up. Because, you know me, I can keep talking and talking and talking. That's not a problem. So, tell me, on this Moose Cook, I know you have one on the 27th and 28th. What about the polar bear? When is that scheduled for this year?
November 10th.
Okay, that'll be a November cook.
November 10th, it's a one thing. We're going to do ribs, butts, and anything, ribs or butt, and margaritas.
Right.
It's going to be Saturday afternoon. Margaritas probably at
3 o'clock or so, and then the anything but at 4, ribs at 5, butts at 6 o'clock, and we're going to do the award ceremony at 7 o'clock, and then we've got an awesome band at 8 o'clock that night. Hopefully, you know, maybe some of the teams can stick around. I know how it is. If you get done cooking all day and you're wore out, you want to go home, but maybe with it being a one-day cook, we can, you know, some of the teams will stick around and, you know, listen
right.
to the band.
Right.
Well, Moose Lodge is all about the kids. I mean, what the Moose Lodge is about is about the kids. And, you know, so maybe some teams will stick around that night and, you know, listen to the band, have a good time. There's no cover charge or anything, but it's just, you know, pretty much all going off the cash register there at the bar and you know, just helping out the Moose and helping the kids.
That's right. That's right. We all about that's the thing where I can bring up barbecue teams, you know, barbecuers. The thing about it is, you know, if somebody is in need or somebody has a special cause, you know, they always ask. I know I've been asked many times and performed many times at charity events. I don't mind doing them at all. And that's the general consensus. Most, you know, when it's a good cause, we're there to help. We're going to help. I know there's an organization, Barbecue Relief. They go to these areas that have been hit by hurricanes, tornadoes, any kind of disaster areas. You know, they're there now. I mean, I commend them. They're there within hours of the disaster. They're set up, they're cooking, they're feeding people that have lost their homes, have lost everything. They're there comforting and feeding people and doing what they can to help. Now, that is just something that I commend, that I would love to be a part of. I know especially around here, any kind of tragedy or a disaster, I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to be a positive, and I'm going to be there to help. So, and I know a lot of my barbecue teams that are friends, they feel the same way. And that's just a lot of this whole barbecue community. That's why we are a part of the barbecue world. It's a good place to be, and I'm proud to be a part of it. I know all the teams here. They're helping out. They're doing what they have to do. They're doing what they need to do. And when we get the call, we're on the go and we're there to help. And that's a good feeling. I love to do it. These Moose cooks are really nice. If I'm not mistaken, they're at the Polar Bear event. That's an open invitation. I personally am a Moose member. I believe Keith Webb of Pirate Pork, I believe he's a Moose member also. I know Team Grilling and Chilling, Keith Brawner. Keith out there, he's a member of the Moose Circuit. He loves to cook. He's in it. He's in it to stay. He loves to cook, compete, and help out whenever he can too. You know, that's just how we roll. That's how we are. And I'm proud to be one of them. I know, Booze, I know y'all there. You kind of quiet tonight. You just chime in anytime you want to. But I'm sure you do a lot of charity events and special events to help people, don't you? I don't know, we might have lost him, but I know they always...
Me,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I didn't
That's
know.
All right. That's all right. What we're talking is special events and for special charities and whatnot. I'm sure y'all have a schedule full of those too, don't you? I know
we do a lot of events. We do a lot of different charity things. We do the... St. Jude's Car Show, you know, we have several other things, and we have several other events where we go to, we donate money to them, so that way when we cook, you know, they get a profit of
what
we do. So, you know, yeah, we do several of them.
Right. Well, that's
those
you know,
are
it's
the funnest ones.
Yes, they are. They're very entertaining. There's that's, you know, when you're doing good cause, you've got, when you're out there working and sweating, you're doing things for good causes, you've got people beside you sweating and working for good causes too, and you know that's important. And you know, I'm a firm believer in that. It's just part, just part of us. It's what we are. Folks, if you're just tuning in, just listening, just tuning in to the show, this is Chris Chadwick on the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke show tonight. We've had several good callers calling in. We've got some, good friends on the line. We're talking barbecue. We're talking competitions. We're talking special events. If you've got a special event, like to call in, discuss it with us, just call in. The number is 1-347-202-0263. That's the call-in number. We'd love to have you. Love for you to call in and talk with us. Call in and tell us if we're doing a good job or if we're not doing a good job. We want to hear from you. Be a part of the show because we'd love to have you. Give us a little input. We would love to hear from you. People, check out BBQSuperstars.com. I'm telling you, it's an awesome site. There's everything there that you need or would love to have or want for your next barbecue event, your next backyard party, your block party, anything you need is there. If you need information on different ways to cook, prep, do, it's there. There's videos from YouTube, hundreds and hundreds. I'd be afraid to say how many hundreds of videos on there. It is a point to get you anything you need to know about barbecue. Please check it out. It's an awesome site. Daryl Mass, Barbecue Superstars, one great fine fella. He's always got barbecue on the brain. He is the hardest man in barbecue media, I'm telling you. He works his tail off. Look him up on Facebook, Daryl Mass. Look me up on Facebook, Chris Chadwick. I'd love to hear from you. If you don't want to call in and talk on the show, hit me up on Facebook and just let me know. Be glad to have you. Texting me, messaging me. Just love to hear from you. Let me know what's going on. Tell me if you've listened to the show. I would love to know. Look me up on Facebook. That's Chris Chadwick. You can look up my team page, Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team. We've also got Lulu's Barbecue on the line tonight. Look them up, Lulu's Barbecue on Facebook. They've got an awesome page also. You've got Keith Webb of Pirate Pork here on the line with us tonight. Look him up on Facebook, Pirate Pork, or Keith Webb. Am I right on that, Keith?
Yep, that's it, man.
Okay, and we've also had Kevin Hamlin on the line tonight of Custom Cookers. I know he is on Facebook. Kevin Hamlin, look him up. Hit him up if you need somebody to sponsor. Give us all a shout. We'd love to have you. We'd love to help you out. We definitely would love to represent your product. I got a goodie bag in the mail this past week. I've got to give a big shout out to Steen Kill, Malcolm Reed. I know Killer Hogs, Steen Kill, they had something going on Facebook a while back. I just went on their site and filled out a little information there and was part of their plan of their little contest. I got a goodie bag in the mail when I got home last Friday. Nice Steen Kill cooler. Also, we had Steen Kill cedar grilling planks in there. Also, a crazy Steen Kill apron and a nice cap going Steen Kill cap. And last but not least, the Steen Kill bee repellent. It's not a repellent, but it's an after sting remover. If you get stung by a bee, you put that on there, and it's going to help it, no doubt. I know I got stung in the hand not long ago, and I wish I would have had some Steen Kill when I got hit in the hand by that old red wasp, because I'm sure it would have helped me tremendously. But it was an awesome package. And and they just sent it to me because I filled out and participated in their little Facebook online contest. And I'm really thankful for that, and I appreciate my duties. And I'm giving a shout-out to Steenkill. Malcolm Reed, I know he is one fine cook, fine fellow. I had the pleasure of meeting him in Tupelo, Mississippi the first year. And he is a one tough barbecue competitor, too, great guy. But look him up, Steenkill. I know they have a page on Facebook. Look them up, like them, because it's really nice. And you never know. Just keep your eyes out because you can be a part of that next one and get a goodie bag like I did, and it's pretty awesome. So check them out. This has been, you know, I was a little late tonight. I had some things going on today. It's been a crazy, crazy day. I'm thankful that all my callers stayed on the line and held on and waited on me. And once we got it fired up, we've had a great show so far. And, Keith, back to you real quick, and let's talk about this. Now, are you going to compete in the November polar bear event this year?
I don't know. Probably we'll try to, yeah.
Right.
We've been having
right.
major work issues for the last while. I hope we've got some of that worked out. As long as those folks will keep working when I can take off, we'll try to
right.
make it.
Well, you know, that's the thing about a lot of local cooks. We've been blessed with local events. And what makes an event even better than driving 200 miles is driving 20 miles. And, you know, especially for us that, you know, it's hard for us to get off hundreds and hundreds of miles. When you've got an event 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 miles away, man, that's a blessing right there, because you cut down your fuel. Your gas bill is not going to be as hefty. The travel time is not going to be there. You can set up, prep, get ready, compete, and get home quicker. It's just a benefit all the way around, but it also is a lot of fun to travel when you're able and can go and stay 2 or 3 days and compete. That's a blast. And let me tell you, you know, it's just where, you know, it's competition, competing is where it's at. It's just a great thing to do, and I just can't say it enough. If you've not competed in a competition, take that, break the Weber out, get you a bag of charcoal, roll on down to the competition, sign up, and compete. That's what it's all about, and you definitely need to try one. And once you try one, you'll be there forever. Keith. Lulu's, is this Colby or Cody? What I was going to say, guys, can you remember? Okay, it's Cody, okay. Can you remember the first competition you went to compete at?
I can remember mine.
You can. Give us a little insight on that. Tell us what was going on.
Man, let me tell you about the first competition we had. We didn't know nothing about cooking. Not a dang thing.
Yeah.
We ain't been cooking probably 2 months. That was it. We had one over at Soxton. I had a buddy that was cooking, and I figured we'd just go over and see what was going on, cook. And man, this is one of the biggest reasons why we got the trailer we got now. We went to this competition. We had one of them Easy Up tents.
Yes.
We had everything you can think of, even the kitchen sink. We brought cabinets, countertops, kitchen sink to put water in. We had a refrigerator. We had everything you can think of in this tent.
Right.
All knives. Went over there. We cooked. You know, we didn't know anything. You know, I expected to get a call. You know, I was like, man, we're going to get a call today. You know, didn't know anything about it. We didn't get no calls that day. I can tell you that right now. Food was junk. But we did take about 23rd, I think, got a 30-something team, so, I mean, I hate to see really what they turned out that day, because I know what we turned out wasn't that great at all. But, you know, it was a fun experience. We really wasn't hooked at that point. It
right.
wasn't really till later when we started cooking and, you know, learning things. And then at 2011 is when we really got hooked into you know, cooking and doing competitions and stuff like that. So, I mean, that first time was an experience. It really was. I mean, I really don't want to go back to it, that's for sure.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, Keith Webb, give us a little insight on your first comp.
Oh, it was fun. It was up there at the campground. Y'all know where that's at. First competition one. And we were cooking on, you brought up Weber a while ago. We were cooking up on a grill. And one of those little cheap offsets you get from wherever, Lowe's, Walmart, and anywhere.
Right.
And that's what we were cooking on. And like I said, I like cooking in those kind of atmospheres anyways. We ended up winning that. And that's what got us hooked. I mean, it was on for me, and that was 7 years ago, maybe eight, somewhere in there.
Really?
And we ain't quit since, man. Just love it. It's all good.
Well, see, folks, right there are two testimonies about once they go try it out. You know, they didn't have $1 million rigs. They went in with a pop-up tent, a couple little grills, and started firing them up, letting the smoke roll and come out. They both did well on their own part, and once that bug bit them, it was on after that. I can remember going and competing in my first competition, and this is a long, long time ago. I don't even want to say how many years ago it was, but we went and competed, and just got our butts handed to us. But had a great time and loved being around all the cook teams, seeing the rigs. Just glad to be a part of it, being part of the show. Going and didn't place. Don't even know the scores. I couldn't even tell you the scores, but had a great time. And once we did that, I was in. I was there, and just kind of repressed that feeling of going and cooking for several years, and I custom built my own rig, and went and started competing again, and the first cook I come in at won the backyard category, and it was on after that, and that was back in 2008, and been competing ever since, and each year I'm just doing more and more, and I don't even know how many I've done this year. But it's been several, and I'm a small fish. I'm not a big fish in the sea. I'm a small fish, you know. Lulu's is talking about taking canopies. I mean, that's what I do. I don't take all the kitchen sink, but now I'm telling you, we go, we set our tents up, our canopies up, we set our tables up, we get it all laid out, and we cook and have a great time. And now, if you're fortunate enough to have a nice rig, that's even a bigger plus because it's comfort and it makes that cook a little easier. But just you need to go experience it and let everybody know you're going and to come see you visit, be a part of it. I mean, because I got to see friends this past weekend I hadn't seen in a half a year in a year, and that's what it's all about just having a good time and being with friends and being with family, and half your friends are your family, seems like, and it's just a great experience. But I just recommend all of you to go to comp and check it out, compete, be a part, and once you experience it, you'll be hooked, no doubt. So back to your discussion. Say that.
Hey, fellas. I'm going to have to get out here. This is Lulu's. I'm going to have to sign off tonight a little early. I got to go put some meat on the grill, you know, tend to my other woman.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to have to get off here, and I'll catch y'all next Sunday.
Well, we sure appreciate you calling in. I apologize to you and all my listeners for being an hour late tonight, but just couldn't be avoided, and I'm thankful that we got it rescheduled where we could keep that hour in. But call back anytime. Call me anytime during the week. Let me know what's going on. Best of luck to you tonight on getting all that laid out, on, cooked, and ready to roll for tomorrow. Have a good night.
Appreciate that, fellas. Y'all have a good night.
All right, you too. Take care. Y'all just tuning in, listening. That was Cody of Lulu's Barbecue. They're out of Charleston, Missouri. Great bunch of guys. Him and his brother compete. They cook constantly every day. They have a great traveling restaurant, so to speak. They set up different places all through the state, cook some killer food. They just look them up on Facebook, Lulu's Barbecue. I'm sure they'll be glad to answer you any questions you have for them. They're always welcome on the show. They're part of the show, and glad to have them. Also, we have Keith Webb of Pirate Fork online tonight. We've been discussing competitions, flavor profiles, sponsors. Man, we're just trying to cover it from A to Z every Sunday night. We want to cover it from A to Z and encourage everybody to call in and be a part of the show and talk barbecue. Let's talk smoke. We want to hear about it. We had also had Kevin Hamlin on the line of Custom Cookers out of Paris, Tennessee. Look him up on Facebook also. But we've just talked about a lot of good things, Keith. Anything else that you could think of that you'd like to talk about right now or cover here on the show tonight?
No, I talked to you about this some of this past weekend. People really need to take their time and enjoy their cooks.
Yeah.
Don't get hung up in the competition part of it.
Right.
You end up a whole lot better off.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I'm guilty of getting caught up in it too. I think we all are. You know, it's a pleasure to go and compete. It's just natural. It gets in your blood. We all want to be called. We all want to walk the walk. But you know, it's hard not to get caught up sometimes. And you know, I don't know if that's part of the fun or what, but I do it. You know, I do it because I love it. It's a lot of work. It's killer work. It's either hot. Crazy hot, exhausting hot heat, or it's cold. It never seems to happen. We never seem to have great weather, but this past weekend was great weather. We had nice, pleasant. It just wasn't hot. Yeah, it was. Kind of cool at night. We could actually rest a little bit. You're hitting it right on the head when you say enjoy your cook. Don't get caught up in it because it's easy to do. And that's the thing about these competitions. We all want to go and play and have a good time, but we all want to get that call. And then we kind of get, like I did say, I had my feelings hurt. I felt bad after I didn't get the call. And you know as well as I do what that means and how you feel. If you compete, that's going to happen, period. It don't matter who you are or what you have or how many sponsors you have. It's just part of the show, you know.
And that's probably going to happen more than you getting called.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, because the competition's always stiff out there. There's constantly people trying to do this and that and always up their game, get it harder, get it, you know, changing flavor profiles. You know, you go with something. I know personally I go with a certain flavor profile that I like. I just go by my taste. And it usually works really well. But you're going to have judges with different flavor palettes, different flavor profiles. And you're just not, if you went to 100 of them cooked the same way at all 100 of them, every time would be a different score. You just got to go with what you like. But what I was really, really, really shocked about, you know, when you cook barbecue or when I cook barbecue or when all these other guys cook barbecue, they cook it their way. And people say, well, how many different ways can you cook barbecue? I mean, you can just cook it one way, you know. They say, well, you can just cook it one way. How can it be so different? Well, let me tell you. There are hundreds of thousands of different ways to cook barbecue. And there are going to be hundreds of thousands of different flavor profiles out there that you're going to have because it's, you know, it's amazing the different flavor profiles I tasted this weekend. Now, I've tasted your food, you tasted mine, but, you know, some of these other guys that are cooking,
I tasted some of their stuff, and I don't know how they got that flavor. I don't know how they got that, you know, that texture, that profile, you know, because it's just completely different than what I did. So I think there's a lot of different profiles there and ways of cooking. You know, some guys say, well, I like to cook my shoulders on this. I like to cook my chicken on this, and I like to cook my ribs on this. And that all gives you a different flavor profile. And it's crazy, you know, there's so many different rubs and spices out there that people use. And once you add a little of this or a lot of that, you've got a different flavor profile.
That's what I was thinking. You figure just one pinch of this, one pinch of that changes a whole different thing. So there's millions of them.
And I was really shocked at some of the flavor profiles I had, thinking, you know, that's completely different than the way I cook. But I really enjoyed them. They were really nice. They were good. Just, pleasingly really good. And that's why I love to eat all different types of barbecue, because there's no certain set one way that I feel it should taste like or have a profile of. And, you know, I enjoy picking and nibbling at all these different things. And it's just really amazing the different flavor profiles that you have. It's something to talk about, you know, no doubt. And, you know, it might versus me versus your flavor profiles versus these other guys' flavor profiles. And they're all good. They're not bad, but they're different. And it's just what the judge wants that particular weekend is how it lays out. And that's why you're not going to walk every time. That's in a nutshell. That's what it is all about. But I had a great time, and I was glad to be beside y'all and across the cabin over there. You know, we just had a good little corner and a good little section and just had a lot of stuff going and just had a big time. Go ahead, say that.
I was saying, yeah, that's a good cook. That's why I was telling you before you came up, Alan, it was a good venue. I mean, just cooking right there on that river like that, and usually the weather's good. It was pretty good last year. It's just a perfect place to go and relax and cook.
It was. It was really good. It sure was. But I'm looking forward. Hopefully, I said I wasn't going to do any more, but you know, once this one's up, I'm ready to do another one now. You know, when you after 2 days and you're tired, you're thinking, I don't want to do another one for a day or two. But I know I'm definitely ready. I'm ready to go get it again, you know. I think I might have to travel to Kentucky.
I think that's going to be a fun one.
And, you know, but, you know, us Tennessee guys, we're going to have to go to Kentucky and show them how to cook barbecue, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're going to give them our best, that's for sure.
But, and you know, I believe, now, if I'm not mistaken, their pork category says butts.
Yeah, butts only, thighs only. And Draper posted on Facebook, maybe back for ribs.
Really? And, you know, most competition, you know, the smaller venues, you can do either or. Some of the bigger stuff, you know, KCBS, you're cooking spare ribs. You know, that's what you're cooking. But all the local venues, you know, if you can get in there and cook some baby backs, you know, that's always pretty good. I know that's what I've been cooking here lately. You know, had a big call and Martin on the baby backs a few weeks ago. And I'm telling you, my ribs were spot on this past weekend. They were good, you know. It's just flavor profile. That's all you can say about it. And that's how it lays out and how it rolls. So chicken thighs, and it specifies chicken thighs only?
Yeah, thighs.
Well, you know.
Yeah, well, that's about all you can say about that.
Well, that's chicken thighs, and you got pork butts. And baby backs. Any kind of certain brisket we have to cook?
No, I don't guess so. I can't drink the beef one.
So we can go to Walmart and pick that up if we want to, huh?
Yeah, if I believe so.
I hear you. All right. Well, you know, that's just, you know, some cooks, that's how it lays out. Just like I was wanting to ask Kevin Hammond before he got off the phone earlier about he also said butts at the polar bear, I believe. And usually they specify shoulders, so I don't know if that's something new this year.
What was that last year? Because remember, you cooked one, I cooked the other.
It was shoulders last year.
Oh, well, I slid one in on them then, huh?
Well, you know, that's the same way with the Tyson event that I participated in. The rules specifically said the pork shoulder, blade in pork shoulder. It didn't say anything about butts or whole hog. And I competed against guys that were cooking whole hog and butts in that venue, which, you know, what can you say or do? You just roll with the flow. But, you know, if they specify one thing in that rule book, you know, that's how in that entry form, that's how it ought to roll. I mean, I'm a believer in that. You know, when I play by the rules, I expect them to play by the rules.
Yep.
But
well, I never knew that rule last year, so.
Well, no. You know, I wouldn't have paid attention to it near as much last year either. But this year they specify a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, it's more specific. That's why I ask about if it's a butt or a shoulder. And we'll ask Shane Draper about that too, for sure. But I think I already have, and it specifically says butt. It wouldn't be shoulder.
Oh, yeah, it does. I've read that somewhere. It's butts. It's, well, I didn't know about ribs because Scott was asking on TBA about them, and I'd posted either or rib, but Shane come behind me and said he believed his best understanding was it was baby backs. I must have a paper missing because this one don't say it. Plus, all because these papers I got were early on because originally they were going to supply the meat.
Right.
And
right.
I think that's part of where all that came from because they were just going to buy butts and they were just going to buy ribs, you know, baby
right.
backs, and not have the whole thing. And then they decided to go ahead and let the cooks bring the meats.
Right.
I think that's where that originated from.
You know, I can see some benefits there, some advantages, and also see a few disadvantages. But, you know, as the TBA founder, and one thing I would like to say about that is I believe it would be an advantage to have a meat truck there loaded full of meat, sell it at wholesale price for the competitors, and they could roll in and purchase their meat when they got there on site. You know, I think I wouldn't mind it. That would save me from having
I don't think I would mind it. It helps. I mean, it's going to be cheaper on meat. But also, it's kind of like you're talking about, we ain't got any sponsors, and it's all coming directly out of our pockets. It's easier sometimes for me to go out and buy ahead of time or at least a few days so I know what I'm spending.
Right.
But I would like that discount, and it would be convenient if that truck was there and you could just get it right from there. And plus, you know, everybody else is on a level playing field. So,
that's
you
right.
know.
It's all level. They're all coming out of the same batch. As far as out of the same truck, you know, it's barely.
That one guy can't go out and buy all that high dollar stuff just because he's got the money to do it, you know.
Well, you know, I just think, you know, it would save us ice, cooler, space, you know,
right.
the whole nine
right.
yards.
Yep. I mean, it'd be extremely convenient.
And having to haul it all. You know, that's part of it, having to transport it and do all that. I think it would be a big advantage to have a meat truck there supplying the meat. You know, yes, you have to buy it there. It's not a gimmick to make somebody some money. You know, which if that meat truck's there selling meat, they're going to make a little money, which I don't, you know, I think everybody needs to make money. We all have to make money and to keep doing this, you know. And I don't begrudge somebody making a dollar trying to make a living. Because, you know, that's in the same breath. We all have to support each other, and I don't mind supporting people of the cause, so to speak.
No, not at all.
you know, if I've got it and I can do it, I'm going to help them, because that's just, you know, that's just back in me again. You know, I think it's part of it. You know, I think the country would be stronger if everybody wished everybody well and helped them instead of some of their options, other alternatives that's involved anymore. But
yeah.
Anyhow, I think that would be a plus. And that was on the right track. Then you got a few saying, well, hey, I do this, I do that. But the general consensus, I think it would be nice. But that, you know, that might be something the TVA might be able to pull off next year, have a meat truck down there supplying a venue. I would like to get some scheduling worked up and possibly host a few events and have some separate things, you know, like those, like he was talking about earlier, the team runners, the event.
Right.
That would be really nice. I would love personally to have a team runner.
I don't see you can find enough volunteers to do that kind of stuff, because there's enough people wanting to be involved anyways. I mean, I've had 16, 17, 18-year-old kids at my house that would do that. So you're not, you know, finding the volunteers for that. I don't think you would have a problem. There's enough wanting to be involved cooking or around it. Yep.
Yeah, that would be awesome. A team runner. You know, that's something that would be really nice. So, you know, each competition we learn a little more about the way things go and how it works and how it should work. And, you know, once we can have a dynamite event just by our past experiences, and once we get together and have that, I think it's just going to be all 100% positive on a good side. So I'm just all for that. I just think each event we have, we learn something new, and it's going to be better and better and better and better. And that's just how it goes, and that's how it's going to be, I think. I think that's just a big positive. So, Kentucky venues coming up. We have a few more cooks scheduled for this year. It's already September. October's around the corner. November, then it's Christmas time. And, you know, there's used to, before we actually got involved in and started competing more and more like we do, you know, I wasn't aware that there's that many cooks locally and statewide as there are. You know, you can find a barbecue cook-off competition once a week, you know, if not two a week, just where you want to go. I think there was a big competition in Owensboro this past weekend, and I believe some of our TVA members were there. Competing. I believe Nick Chester was there, and Dwayne Byard was there, and Paul Vienna was there, Spice is Right, Smoking and Turning, Rub One Out. I believe they all competed. I know Shane Draper was there helping Diva Q, I think, with an episode of the Barbecue Crawl, her new Travel Channel series. So I think he had a big time this weekend doing that. You know, when you can get in front of the camera, you know, some of these guys love to talk barbecue, cook barbecue, but they don't want to get in front of the camera, and then others like to get in front of that camera. And, you know, I just think it's a great thing. And the barbecue community, it just seems like it's just continuing to be bigger and bigger and bigger and more well-known and more publicized and more it's, you know, it's entertainment, and a lot of people enjoy this, and I think it's just going to continue to be a larger and larger sport. It's not just a hobby anymore. It's actually a sport, and it's just continuing to grow. I know I've competed way more this year, been at several more venues than I was last year. What about you and Pyro Report?
Yeah, I have, by, especially by the time of year's end, because I know I at least got, I hope, 2 to 3 more to go. So by the end, you know, and if I can afford to fit more in, we're going to try that. So,
right.
Yeah, by far, I've at least doubled, if not more, this year.
Well, that's, you know, that's the thing about it, folks. If you're listening,
you know, we're talking about competing competitions, and we've tried to cover this quite a bit this year, this last 2 hours, and we can just continue talking about it completely. It's just more and more and more every month. It seems like we're competing more and more. And once you get in it, you don't realize it, but you could compete every weekend. And I enjoy doing it. It's a lot of work, but we have a great time, man. And that's what it's all about. Keith, tell everybody out there how they can get in touch with you, especially these sponsors. Somebody would like to sponsor your team. Tell us what's going on. Your email, give us out an email, and your Facebook. Just give us a little info.
Powerport Barbecue, and we love sponsors. We don't have but one dedicated. We get a few extras here and there at certain events, and we'll take everybody, and we do sponsor your business or your product. We'll put it out there for you, and we will try to get everybody we can to use it. The easiest probably way to get in touch with us is Pirate Pork on Facebook. We do have that page on there. You can get a hold of me at Keith Webb on Facebook. Got an email at KeithCindy38201. That's at Yahoo. Like I said, Facebook's the quickest and easiest. We check it daily, every day, all day long. We would love to have that sponsor, and we get the right sponsors, we can double up on our cooking even more. We can get your name. We do them all in West Tennessee, Northwest Tennessee. We hit a little bit, hopefully, in Mississippi coming up. We're going to Kentucky here in a few weeks. So we're a little bit of all over the place in this area.
That's right, folks. They cover all. They cover all the competitions local. They're getting out statewide now and traveling to our tri-state area. If you're out there listening, would like to sponsor, just try us. Give us a call. We're not asking for thousands and thousands of dollars. Just call and check him out and talk to him, and I'm sure he'll be glad to help you out and get your product out there a little more. That's just what it's all about, one helping another. And we're a firm believer in that, especially in the barbecue community. And you've got all these teams out there. They're supporting their banners, their team name, their brands. They're supporting their sponsors, publicizing who they are, where they're from, what they have, what kind of product they have. They're advertising that for them, and they will be glad to do that for you also.
Chris, you saw my sponsor sign up this weekend, didn't you?
Yes, I did. You had it
up. Hanging
That's
up
right.
on Friday. I will put your name out there.
That's right. It will be out there. It'll be flying. That's the first things we do, folks, when we get to a competition. We set up. We set our banners out. We set our sponsors out. We set our products out that you have. You always have hundreds and hundreds of people through there, and they're looking and saying, who are you? What is this? And what is that? You know, and we love to talk it. We breathe it, we live it, we eat it every day, and we will be glad to do that for your product also. This is Chris Chadwick of the Chris Chadwick Show. My team, Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team, they're on Facebook. Also, you can get in touch with me, Chris Chadwick at BarbecueSuperstars.com or Chris Chadwick on Facebook. And my email address, if you would like to email me, is chrischadwick@AOL.com or HogCountyCookers@Yahoo.com. So if you have a product out there, we'd be glad to look at it. We'd discuss it with you and be glad to support your business, your product, and also get it out there to a different market. That's the thing about it. We sure appreciate everybody listening tonight. We appreciate all the callers that have called in. I do apologize for being later this evening. Just couldn't avoid some things. So next weekend we will be on Sunday evening at 6 p.m. regular time. Always look for us here on Facebook. Please go to BarbecueSuperstars.com and check out this website. I guarantee you will love it. Everything from A to Z Barbecue is on this site. It's got a shop zone full of barbecue, cook, specialty items, products, brands. Check it out. They have got it. This is Chris Chadwick for BarbecueSuperstars.com, Chris Chadwick Show, and Keith Webb, Pie Report, Kevin Hamlin, the Custom Cookers, Kobe and Cody from Lulu's Barbecue, telling you good night, have a good evening, and God bless, and we will talk to you next Sunday night. Be sure to listen to all the shows this week on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Got a great lineup, a lot of good barbecue talk. Check it out. We love you.
TBA.
TBA. Keith, I think that's got it. We made it through another one, didn't we, brother?